Thank you for calling customer support. This is Trey. How can I help you?
Yeah, I got a thing on my phone, and they told me to call. They said I got enrolled in some kind of I don't know, some kind of a membership or something.
Okay, can I have your zip code?
Yeah, it'll be 01085.
Your first and last name.
Richard Rossi.
Can you verify your address?
Yeah, it'd be 39 Kellogg Street, Westfield, Mass.
All right, thank you. I have an account located November 24th. You completed a survey to receive a Wi-Fi booster.
Bro, what?
November the 24th, you completed a survey to receive a Wi-Fi booster. You paid $7.45 for shipping and handling.
A lockout booster?
Wi-Fi booster.
I don't remember it. It's a Wi-Fi booster. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah, I did get that, but I thought that was for a survey.
And that survey, it completed. Excuse
well,
me,
I didn't know nothing about it. I wouldn't have put in for it.
The survey had terms and conditions. It stated in the terms and conditions, upon completion of that survey, you will be opting into a factory direct savings store. The membership fee is $49.97, and you receive a $125 gift card by email to an online web store. Each month you are enrolled as a member. You're charged $49.97 for the membership.
Yeah, well, I don't want it. I'll send back the thing. If you give me the address and stuff, I'll send it back to you.
We don't have a return policy on those.
Huh?
We don't have a return on those.
Well, my credit card's already stopped it, and it's not going to go through. So you can either take it back or I'll just pay for the Wi-Fi booster, whatever it is.
All right, I have that account canceled for you.
All right.
All right, thanks.
Because I didn't have any knowledge of that at all.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer service, sir.
All right. Bye.